you've perhaps never heard of James Peak. It's more accurate to say you've heard of the mountain, but you simply don't know it by that name. In fact, you may have been to the top of the peak that James climbed, but he didn't get the credit, so to speak. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Soon after the United States acquired the Louisiana Purchase, Lewis and Clark began a trip to explore the region, traveling all the way to the Pacific Ocean. At the same time, Zebulon Pike began to explore the southwestern part of that territory. That's where he encountered what we today call Pike's Peak.
He came out to explore Louisiana without a map. Didn't really understand the geography of the West. People still get confused by this and how high some of these mountains are. He wanted to reach the summit of the peak to map out the rivers, but he tried to do that in November.
That was in 1806. It would be another 14 years before the first European American reached the summit. Matt Mayberry shares the story from the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum, a site that retells the story of those early explorers.
The first recorded summit is a man named Edwin James. The mountain was for a time named for him. It was called James Peak. But Pike was the first to publish about the region, so his name was always closely affiliated with the mountain.
Pike's Peak was an alluring destination. Soon people were finding all kinds of ways to get to the top.
Colorado Springs is founded in 1871, and from that point, and even before that, it was fairly routine for people to reach the summit. So carriage roads by the 1870s, we had the Cog Road, which is a gear-driven railroad to the top of the mountain by the turn of the century.
The peak was an early destination for travelers.
So people would come here by train. They would rent a carriage and buggy, a horse, or a mule, or some other device to get to the top of the mountain.
Today, Pike's Peak remains a destination for many, a place of beauty to be enjoyed, just as explorers such as Zebulon Pike did in the early 1800s. Traveling the countryside in Colorado Springs, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.